conducted the training exercise was not aware President Obama would be traveling to and from a memorial service nearby. The agency concludes that if the unit knew where the president would be that day, it would have rescheduled the exercise. Dozens of children have been rescued in prostitution probes across the United States.
FBI officials say they've rescued 52 children in a series of raids around the country aimed at underage prostitution. Authorities say the youngest victim was just 10 years old. The Bureau and local police officials also arrested 60 pimps during the three-day enforcement effort in 36 cities. The raids are the latest in a long-running Operation Cross Country aimed at child prostitution rings around the country. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
A major winter storm is moving in the direction of Colorado and the Northeast Plains. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning from midnight tonight to 6 p.m. Thursday. Forecasters say up to 14 inches of snow are possible for both the Rocky Mountains and the Northeast Plains due to the storm. Motorists are asked to be on the lookout for road closures, and chain laws will be in effect. Drivers are advised to bring along a winter survival kit if they have to travel on Wednesday and Thursday. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. Well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Brenda, Dr. Brenda Wehrman, and we're going to be talking about her new book on the AIDS epidemic. And Sydney, her whole basic thesis is that, you know, her new book on the swine flu epidemic, we need to get the information out that this is a scam, that we are being lied to. Do you realize that the CDC has put out instructions to the states to stop monitoring the epidemic, at the end of August, and they haven't really monitored it since then? Now, some of the states have been doing it and found that most of the cases they're having are not the swine flu. Why did the CDC say to stop monitoring the epidemic? Because they knew the epidemic is peaking out and they've got something like 200 million doses of the swine flu. How are they going to give it given out? Well, they've got to get the president to announce there's a national swine flu epidemic and dramatically use the propaganda machine to try to frighten people and panic the people and scare people into taking a totally unnecessary and potentially very dangerous vaccine. Why is it dangerous? Well, for small children, it's dangerous because it contains toxic doses of mercury, and they want small children, I'm talking about children 2 to 4 years of age, to take, well, actually starting at 6 months of age, to take not one but two shots of the swine flu vaccine in 21 days and two shots of the seasonal influenza a vaccine in 21 days. That's four shots of mercury, 100 micrograms of mercury, and they know it'll destroy and damage the minds of susceptible children. And why would any logical person want to do that? Well, why would any logical public health officer want to stop monitoring an epidemic? They tell us that that has the potential to create so many deaths. And, well, you don't want to hear me. Let's talk to Dr. Brenda Werman. Brenda, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Well, why don't you tell us just a little bit about this? You've been in the healthcare industry, you've seen firsthand the problems with AIDS and cancer and the way they've been handled. Why don't you pick up on that story for us?
Sure. It's interesting, actually, first of all, that you'd mentioned about the monitoring aspect. I just got an email from a friend of mine who works as a hospital administrator, and he had just gone to a two-hour conference that was put on by the government, and he said that they were literally told how to lie about the vaccine. He said, I sat there and I thought my head would explode. And he said, somebody asked the question, well, are you going to be monitoring this and the effects of the vaccine? And they said, no, we're certainly not in this state. That was in Indiana. And they said, and the federal government does not intend to monitor it either. So you're exactly right. You begin to look at some of these things and say, what's going on behind the scenes? And so these things do make us look further, and I think that's always a good thing.
All right, fine. Well, let's go ahead with it now. What about AIDS and cancer? Because, of course, these are two of my favorite subjects. I believe there are treatments for cancer. I believe that they're not allowed in this country. I believe there are lots of things people could do to actually treat themselves. Nobody's telling them. And certainly the AIDS epidemic, we have never done what was proper to try to stop the spread of a sexually transmitted disease. We do it with every other disease, but we don't do it with AIDS. But you pick up the story.
Well, I learned that firsthand because I had a natural healthcare company in New Zealand, and we had quite a bit of success bringing products to market. So a gentleman got a hold of me who was a biochemist. He had two doctors. And he had actually worked in Germany as a scientist under duress, and then he was brought to the United States. And he said, you know, I've been involved with some pretty horrific things, not of my choosing, but he said, I realized that there's one thing I could do for the world. I wanted to have a cure for AIDS. So he went to work on this, a brilliant man, and in a few years he had success, and he actually started a hospital in Africa, and he said he had over 800 patients that positive. And he was pretty excited about this, came back to the United States, did some tests as well, and wanted to go forward with the marketing. Well, just before he contacted me, he'd had a visit from the U.S. government that if we, he said, we want this for our top brass. Sure, but if we ever see it on the market, they said if they had it out the door, you won't live past 3 months. So, you know, I knew this going into it, and I thought, well, you know, how can I live with myself if I don't help get this to market? So I came up to the States, met with him. I'm, you know, American citizen, but I was living overseas at the time as a consultant and having my own business. So I came up. We talked about it, and I went back. I had a deathbed of my own on the way home. Unfortunately, not long after I got home, pretty much 3 months to the day of him making the decision to market this, I got a call to say that he had died unexpectedly of a heart attack. So that alerted me to the fact that something was awry and someone clearly didn't want this to get out. And actually, talking about AIDS, I was in Nigeria not so long ago and met up with a top journalist who told me, at the time I'd had a CIA agent contact me and said, you need to have some protection. The country's pretty dangerous at the time. So here we had AK-47 rifles around us with National Bodyguard, and this journalist pushed his way through them insisting he had to talk to me because he knew that I, at that stage, you know, I was running a television station and in the media. And he says, I've got to explain something to you. He said, here In Africa, he said, we've done the research. We understand that AIDS is a created disease for population control. And he said, we appreciate all that America tries to do for us in sending relief to us. But he said, what concerns me is, do you know that? Do you know that even though we're the target now, that you may be next? And so it was kind of an ominous warning to what was ahead. And It was only a couple years later I moved up to the States, and I got contacted again about a gentleman who'd had enormous success with stage 3, stage 4 cancer. And he actually had a racehorse who was, you know, was worth a lot of money to him. And he felt inspired to put this treatment together. And within a short period of time, this racehorse recovered. So some of his friends started contacting him and saying, you know, we'd kind of like a little bit of that for our own family. And word spread, and then he built up this portfolio of patients that the doctors had given up for dead. And he said, you know, I'd like to get this on the market. So you think I would have learned my lesson, but I said, well, let's look at this. So we started marketing it, and it was catching on very fast, and people were excited about the results. And then he got a call from one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the United States. And they said, you know, we'd like to purchase this from you for $40 million. And so he was pretty excited about that. And here he was a few months later sitting around the board table with all their, you know, high-powered lawyers on each side. And just before he was due to sign the contract, he said, you know, he said, by the way, he said, when am I going to see this on the market? And they looked at him and they said, well, you're not. He said, well, why not? They said, well, we're making too much money from chemotherapy right now. When the American public decides they don't like chemotherapy anymore and they don't like the side effects anymore, then we're going to have this to roll out. But until we find out that that crossover in profit is there, we'll see the light of day.
Well, Brenda, you know, your story is so incredible. Most people aren't going to believe it, but I believe it. I know this, that we carry a book by Gertrude Krugman, who was asked to write a book in 1935 on the Federal Reserve System, and she was paid very well for it by a group of very wealthy men. And when she gave them the manuscript, she said, when will this be published? And they said, never.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest this afternoon is Dr. Brenda Wehrman. We've been talking about AIDS and cancer, and her story is really incredible, and yet I believe it, because I spent almost a decade with an organized medicine leading the battle in the state of California and largely across the country, trying to address the AIDS epidemic as a public health disease, to use standard public health measures to stop the spread of what I considered an unnecessary epidemic. You can read my story in a book called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, and you'd be amazed at the things that were done to stop the publication of that book. For instance, every time we would get it listed as being in print, somebody would go around and say the book was out of print. We could not get on any of the major networks. They had people going around saying I was a CIA agent. I was saying there was an AIDS epidemic. And the truth of the matter, there wasn't an AIDS epidemic. HIV didn't create any disease. Nobody was dying of this. They were all dying of the medication. And so there was a half-truth. Some people were dying from the medication, but there is a deadly epidemic that's killed, certainly tens of millions of people throughout the world. They've already killed over 500,000 people in the United States. Another million are infected. They're going to die. They are predominantly blacks, or I should say almost a half of the people who've died in the United States are blacks, because this is a genetically created disease, genetically created for population control purposes, but specifically predominantly for blacks. That's why you can go to Botswana today and, 46% of the pregnant women are HIV infected. And when they suggested maybe we ought to start using standard effective public health measures to try to stop this disease, public health officials were threatened that they would cut off all aid to Botswana and also the World Health Organization funds if they dared to do that, because if we were to try to do what was logical to stop the disease, that would be like stigmatizing the disease. As far as Brenda's remarks on cancer, there are effective cancer treatments. We'll be talking to Tim Elias about his books back in print on the Brzezinski breakthrough. Dr. Brzezinski has a very effective treatment. They tried to put him in jail repeatedly here in the United States, spent millions of dollars to put a man in prison who has an effective treatment for many cancers. Brenda, how can we make people understand there is a population control agenda in the world today, and it's targeting helpless people and they're dying of cancer and AIDS unnecessarily?
Well, I think you're right. There is a definite agenda, and to think that this would never happen is naive, because we've seen pockets of that throughout history. In fact, if you trace back even the flu itself and biological warfare, as I call it, that's been around for a long time. And when the British felt like the American Indians were going to side with the French, they distributed, as a supposedly magnanimous gesture, these blankets that had been contaminated with smallpox victims. And thousands and thousands, even some reports, tens of thousands of American Indians died as a result. And some people trace back the Black Plague as having been started through biological warfare. So to think that science hasn't advanced the place that people who have those same diabolical agendas wouldn't have smarter technology, unfortunately, in their hands, I think is definitely naive. And that's the thing that bothers me. And I think that, as I mentioned in the previous story, with the cancer cure, and we technically can't use those words, but let's say that's what he said as a disclaimer, thankfully this man had the integrity to pull the contract back off the table, but he became so fearful for his life with some of the things that happened subsequently that he would not market it. But it's interesting the comment that they said. They said, the pharmaceutical company said, when the American public demands it. And I think that's where we're at right now. We've got to stand up and say, look, it's our bodies, and we'd prefer not to put toxins in it, and we're going to make the effort to invest in our lives. And I think that taking the preventative measures and caring for our health is one of the greatest ways to fight back. Our health is a weapon, and getting the word out, I think, is a weapon. And that's what we've got to look at. I've been a television station director, and I can tell you the media has a powerful part to play, but we are the media. We've got to be the ones to stand up and say, look, I'm not going to put these toxins in my body. You know, I've personally had 3 bouts with cancer over the years. And in each case, I used 3 different types of natural compounds, and I talk about what they were in the book that I've written, which I'm giving away for free, called Get a Clue to the Swine Flu, and it's available at takebackthisnation.org. So I talk about these things to show that there's such an abundance of natural compounds out there, and this applies to the swine flu right now more than ever, because if you get sick because you haven't taken the time to get these natural compounds into your body, then you're setting yourself up for quarantine. You're setting yourself up to go to the hospital. And, Dr. Stan, I just had a situation happen just recently, because each Thursday night we have a teleconference. And I had gotten a hold of a lady who was the mother-in-law of a story that's hit the national news. A young pregnant woman unfortunately passed away from the swine flu. Her name was Valerie Post. And I spoke with her husband as well, and now he's a widow with 2 young girls. And he said she went into hospital relatively well, just a few sniffles, and she was pregnant, and she thought she'd take some precautions. Well, he said by the time they finished treating her, he said within 24 hours she was in a coma, and her organs were shutting down one by one by one.
Well, do you know what they were doing to treat her?
Well, he's getting the records to follow up on that. But as he said, she never wanted to take the swine flu shot or to do anything that would jeopardize her baby. And she just went in there with a little bit of congestion, nothing major. Within 24 hours, here she is on a coma, never really truly came out. So anyway, what was fascinating about that is that just before the call, I got a call from a relative of mine saying that my aunt, who's a midwife at a hospital, had been told by the hospital administration and a government official that this lady, Valerie Post, had asked for the swine flu shot, was refused it by the hospital, and now the hospital is facing a lawsuit. So I thought, that doesn't sound right, because I've talked to these people, but I thought I'm going to get straight from the horse's mouth. So I, just before the call, got a hold of Brian Post, and I said, is that true? He got angry. He said, that is as far away from the truth, that is an outright lie. He said, it's the other way around. And I thought to myself, you know, those people who want to be skeptical that our government has our best interests at heart and just, I mean, want to be skeptical about the fact of what's going on behind the scenes, really do need to get a clue, because these things have been around for a long time. You go back to 1976 swine flu. Only 2 two of our politicians voted against the mass vaccination, which incidentally our government is not really talking about. One was Dr. Ron Paul, one was another. Both of those representatives were medical doctors, and yet we put our health in the hands of people who have no business dictating to us.
And, well, hang on to that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Brenda Wehrman.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We have Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, Dr. Brenda Wehrman. Brenda, would you like to get out your website and telephone number if people would like to get any of the information from you?
Sure. Easiest thing is to go to takebackthisnation.org, takebackthisnation.org, and you'll be redirected, so you can click on the link to go directly to the downloadable book, which is free. We're giving it away. Get a clue to the swine flu, globalist games. It's subtitled Solve the Mystery to Whodunit and How to Protect You and Your Family Against Biological Weapons. So phone number is 513-807-3488. That's 513-807-3488. And, you know, we always like to keep in touch with people. We like to hear, you know, what's happening. We try to respond as often as we can. But we definitely have a weekly program, a teleseminar that's free on a Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. So, you know, it's all about getting the word out, and I do appreciate what you're doing, Dr. Stan, because to have someone of your expertise coming, especially from the medical profession, to weigh in on this is just an incredible, incredible blessing to all your viewers. And it's one of those things where I am encouraged, because when you're looking at the statistics, more people than ever are saying, wait a minute, I don't want to get this vaccine. Why should I take something that's not proven and hasn't gone through the system? But, you know, as I mentioned, I had been in the media, and when you look at how there is a collision that takes place, in fact, if there wasn't any kind of a collaborative effort, these things couldn't take place. A supposed pandemic could not be sold to the public. And, you know, sometimes I think we have short memories, but there was a movie that was put out called Fatal Contact Bird Flu in America. And it was unabashedly promoted as this fictional examination, quote unquote, about what would happen if there was a bird flu pandemic. And just 4 days after the movie aired, reportedly about 5% of the U.S. saw that movie, and I guess they concluded that was a sufficient enough amount of people to push through their agenda, because 4 days after the movie aired, President Bush announced he was allocating $1 billion to five companies for going to develop vaccinations against the influenza and pandemic strain of bird flu. So it's interesting then in this year, in about April, I think the Discovery Communications Channel aired a show called The Colony. And this was a show about what it was called, again, quote-unquote, a controlled experiment to see exactly what would happen to survive and rebuild after a global catastrophe, especially like a worldwide viral pandemic such as the swine flu. Very shortly after that, the U.S. government declared that they were setting aside $800 million, which has since been increased, of taxpayers' money, because remember, they've got to sell this on the public as a viable expense to research the swine flu. So these are the things that we do need to get a clue to. And what I talk about is much more than just the swine flu in the book, because, you know, I tell some of the stories and many more that I've just told now with people who have worked behind the scenes and have lived this and been participatory at some point and now are whistleblowers. So we're just... The secret is to educate people, because a lot of people have doubts about the swine flu vaccination, and yet they just don't know what to do. We've got one part of the website, it's go takebackthisnation.org, that just lines it out from A to Z, because a lot of the schools are only giving parents less than 24 hours to make a decision. And, of course, there is an indemnity clause that says that there is no recourse, because last time the U.S. government had to hand out $91 million because of the last swine flu vaccination in 76. So now they're putting on the forms for the children, parents to look at, says there will be no legal comeback, obviously. And the Biodefense and Pandemic Act in 70, it was 06, 05, and then it was revised again in 06, basically is saying now that the vaccination manufacturers have complete protection. So when you look at it, boy, if you are a vaccination manufacturer in America, you really have it made, because normally it takes 5 to 10 years and up to $1 billion to get a drug approved. And there's only a few drugs that are approved by the FDA every year, and there's two exceptions to the shortcut. One is a pandemic, and one is a military military experiment. So if the manufacturers get these federal collaborators to roll out a so-called pandemic, and their vaccination then can be improved as little as 6 weeks, it doesn't take a Mensa genius to figure out that someone is going to save an awful lot of money in clinical studies. Then you add to that the fact that some of these adjuvants are in vaccinations are so toxic they're not approved for normal drug use in the United States, but in the case of a pandemic, the FDA can give special dispensations. So you're really lucking out. You have fast-tracking special dispensations for toxins, even when they're going to be administered to millions of people. You get huge federal grants for the development in the first place, and you think there'd be one group who could afford to do their own developments. It's vaccine companies and pharmaceutical companies. Then you get purchase contracts for billions, and you get the U.S. government protect you with complete indemnity, and to boot, the U.S. government does your selling for you because they help you with your marketing campaign.
And this is the most incredible marketing campaign I have ever seen. Night after night after night after night, you turn on your television and there's a program on there on the H1N1 swine flu. Do you realize that almost 100 children have died from this disease? Almost 100 children, and we love the children. And ladies and gentlemen, they hate the children. They know that this is dangerous for children. They know what they've done to the children. Do you realize that one of every six children in America who takes the vaccines has a, you know, either a neurodevelopmental abnormality or learning or speech disability? And certainly there is no evidence, you see this in children who haven't been vaccinated, that one in nine children has asthma, that at the present time between 1 in 60 and 1 in 70 boys, that's 1 in 100 children, but it's five times more common in boys, that 1 in 60 to 70 boys has autism and their lives are shattered forever. I mean, the dramatic increase in the incidence of the diabetes type 1 is that they, and most of these children have been vaccinated. All the studies, however, to demonstrate that this has been very effectively blocked. The incidence of juvenile arthritis in children, it used to be almost non-existent, and now there are over 300,000 children in the United States who are crippled, at least in part, by juvenile arthritis. They know what they're doing. And there really are people who hate children. And they're lying about it because we've got the government studies and we're offering the Simpson Wood Report, the secret CDC report they tried to suppress. We're offering the report from the Congressional Record inserted in the year 2003 by Congressman Dan Burton. You need to get this information. It's available from our ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to find out what's happening, and you need to tell everyone you know not to take the vaccine. The fact that they're offering the vaccine, in fact, they've mandated this to be given to pregnant women, for people to tell pregnant women to take not only the H1 swine flu vaccine, but the regular seasonal vaccine. I have read what the brochure has said from all the drug companies that put H1N1 there, and every one of them say there is no evidence or animal studies that show this product is safe to give to pregnant women. So if the drug companies say there's no studies that show it's safe, then why is the CDC mandating it for the pregnant women? Are they really worried about the pregnant women, or do they hate children? Well, they tell us how vulnerable women are, pregnant women are. And they are certainly vulnerable. But certainly, because they are vulnerable, they should not be vaccinated and given toxic doses of thimerosal, which will destroy the minds of their unborn children. Our guest today is Brenda Werdman, and we're going to be back in just a moment. I'm going to let Brenda tell us about her views on the swine flu. Brenda's they said a motivational speaker, sounds like a fascinating individual, and we're looking forward to the rest of the program right here at Genesis.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and Dr. Brenda Wordman is our guest. Brenda, what message would you like to leave to our listeners about the swine flu? What are they going to do if they're working in a hospital and they're being told you have to take this vaccine, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your pension? Certainly, you have to do this to protect the patients. How would people handle something like that?
Well, first of all, if you look at the World Health Organization's links and also Center for Disease Control, what they specify as being the swine flu, there is really no different to that in the regular flu. So I've heard some people have been very successful in saying, look, I've already had it. And so that's there between them and their conscience. But that has worked quite well for some people. And the other thing is to go down and get an exemption as quickly as you can, saying that for religious reasons, and in some cases that has worked, even if you're working in a hospital as well. And so there are things that you can do. For instance, New York, of course, their hospital workers had a sufficient enough number of people who filed a class action lawsuit that they were able to get an injunction. I know it's going back. I think 30th of October it's going to be going back for review again because the state says we're going to go ahead and enforce it anyway. But nevertheless, they had some success there. And, you know, another thing people don't realize is that they can become knowledgeable about the law and file a lawsuit themselves. In fact, a lot of people don't realize how the prohibition was stopped. There were about 80,000 people across America who signed a petition, who actually filed individual lawsuits saying that they wanted to stop the prohibition. And what happened is that the courts were so inundated with all these court cases, they realized it would take them years to get through the paperwork. And rather than face the paperwork and be ground to a halt, they simply decided to repeal the law. So I'm using that just as an example to say that we have a lot more recourse than we realize. And you can sign a petition, you can get a position signed, and you can get the message back, because clearly hospital workers are being lied to. And so if they can go back and say, incidentally, I happen to know that this is what's being said, but for instance, the mother-in-law of Valerie Post that's passed away, unfortunately, the mother-in-law said she'd be happy to talk to somebody and get the word out and clarify some things if people are in this kind of situation. So there are people who are speaking up. I think when it comes to getting a clue to the swine flu, which is what my book's about at TakeBackThisNation.org, the issue is we need to look at what's happening behind the scenes, and I know there's some time to go into that. Maybe we can talk about it in another show. But what we need to do is protect our families first. Our first line of defense is to stay healthy so that we're not endangering the people around us and we reduce the chances of being mandatorily vaccinated. Secondly, I think what we need to do is start to educate people around you, because the less chances there are, we need to have a minimal number of people down with the swine flu in your area. Because the moment there are pockets, you find that a lot of these agents move in and start saying, well, we've got to do mass vaccinations, we've got to do quarantines, and that's happening all over the country in pockets. So if you are getting, let's say, the parents in your school educated, there's less likely, and telling them, I tell people, look, I'm not going to be responsible for telling you not to take the vaccine, I can tell you what I would do. But at the same time, it's foolhardy to say, well, I'm just not getting the vaccine, and feeling that you're somehow immune, you know, to getting this, because it can become highly contagious once you've got it, so in your area. So you do have to take natural preventative measures. And I have some videos on the website from doctors who come on and talking about vitamin D now. There's clinical studies. I have links to those clinical studies showing that it's actually more effective than the flu shot.
And that's vitamin D3 in fairly substantial doses. We're suggesting people who want to boost their immunity. We can't tell anybody that will prevent H1N1, but we can tell you that you certainly want to boost your immunity to avoid it. And we're suggesting 5,000 units certainly a day. So go right ahead.
Yes. In fact, you know, also, too, you need to look at the facts and not believe everything the media tells you, because this was in May of this year, there was a study at Mayo Clinic, the six-year study that came out, and they confirmed that children who get the flu vaccine have three times the risk of hospitalization for flu. So children who get the flu vaccine have three times. And so then you've got research published by the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, who confirmed that there has been no decrease in deaths from influenza and pneumonia in the elderly, despite the fact that vaccination coverage among the elderly has increased from 15%, and that's in 1980, to now 65%. So we've got to look at the facts and realize that we can make educated decisions for ourselves. That's what it's about. It's about being empowered. And, you know, it is interesting, Dr. Stan, that you talked about the pandemic warning of the AIDS pandemic, and you tracing that back to its genesis. And I think we need to look at the fact that I've already been told from people overseas and some of the people I've been in contact with that they're already planning on a rat flu coming up, because they're going to sell these vaccines one way or another. And incidentally, we wonder why they're keeping on pushing the vaccine after the sale has already been made. Well, in some cases, say that they won't get paid unless they're used. So some of their income doesn't happen until those vaccines are used. So there's a huge push for it to be used.
Hey, we're just, I hate to send this, Brenda. We can go on and we'll get you back on again. But we're out of time, I guess, Ben, Dr. Brenda Werdner, and thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
It looks like we could just keep going right on for another hour, but unfortunately, we're already booked the next hour. Talk to you later. Give me a call. Really enjoyed the program. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Dr. Brenda Werdner, and she has a PhD. She's a motivational speaker, but appears to be very, very well informed. I've got her book, and I'll be reading it here and looking forward to reading it. I'll give you a report. Well, this is the time when I need to tell our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We've got 60 outlets every single week. We need your help to keep them on the air. And if you believe in what we're doing, why, I would hope that you'd give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then, of course, one of the things you could really do to help us right now would be to agree to purchase a case of my books, pre-publication offer. We won't make this again once the subscription is filled, but if you buy a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, they're ordinarily $12.95 a copy, but you can get a case of them for $149.95, which is $2.50 a copy plus the shipping. And then you can sell them for $12.95. You can give them away, give them as Christmas gifts. But here is a means of informing people about the spiritual nature of the forces that are aligned against freedom, that are intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free, of the home of the brave. So we will not, of course, use your credit card number until such time as we actually have the sufficient number of orders, and orders are coming in. Just got another order for a case in today, so give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, an excellent means of getting the truth out, and we need to get it out today. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you want to get my four tape set on the swine flu epidemic, these are CD sets, four CD set on vaccine update 2009, that's the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Vaccine, or the Global Vaccine Program, of Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. We actually have the Simpson-Wood report, what the government tried to suppress, and fortunately we were able to get hold of it. It's available through Radio Liberty. You can get it on the Internet, but we've got it already and bound, and it's convenient and ready to read. We're offering along with that, or separately, the report that appeared in the Congressional Record, inserted by Congressman Dan Burton, and totally suppressed by the controlled media, showing that the high government officials know that they're destroying the minds of our children with the thimerosal and the vaccines. And it's not just the thimerosal, the other things they put in, like the aluminum are toxic and the formaldehyde they put in are toxic, but they know they're destroying the minds of our children with the thimerosal, and they're doing that. Why do they hate children so much? You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. And then, of course, you need to get the DVD, the planned police state, and the syllabus that goes with that to document it. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNLive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams, who has a fascinating background, and I've known Lindsay going back to the, about 1982, 83, 84, where I first heard him speaking. And then, of course, we interviewed him a number of times in the 1990s when we first went on the air. And so they had that, of course, we interviewed him last year when he was forced to take down his website and stop distributing his book. On the situation as far as oil is concerned, the fact that there really is plenty of oil in the world. But, of course, the oil companies didn't want the public to know that. And then, of course, Lindsay made some amazing predictions at that time. He told me before these things happened, we actually put him on the air because he was talking at that time about how the price of oil was going to drop from $143 a barrel to actually $50 a barrel. It did just that, and the other things he talked about, well, it's all outlined in my October 2008 newsletter, Our Conversations. Well, Lindsay has some new information, which I want him to share with you. Hi, Lindsay. Pick up the story.
Dr. Stan, thank you so very much for allowing me to be with you today. You know, I'm sitting here watching day after day after day the things that this gentleman told me just a few days ago take place. I mentioned to people on one of your programs that I was on, I think, last week. I said, please get a pencil, piece of paper, write these things down, put them right beside your calendar, and as you see them take place, note that everything this man said to me is happening. I'm sitting here as the person who heard this elite person give me all of these things just a few days ago, and I'm watching them take place right here in front of my eyes, and I am sitting here utterly amazed. I was just noticing this morning there was a big auction in Detroit, Michigan, and they said that there were enough houses to fill up a Phoenix phone directory. that were made available. And he said the lowest price that a person could bid on the house was $500. I mean, they're basically almost giving these houses away in Detroit, Michigan. Of course, Detroit is one of the hardest hit places in the United States of America. And they said that shortly after the auction was open, now, mind you, enough houses to fill a phone directory. And they said that so few people were bidding, and they wouldn't bid any kind of reasonable prices for these houses whatsoever. And shortly after the auction began, the auctioneer closed down the auction because no one was buying. I thought to myself, $500 for a house and people aren't even bidding that much money? You know, we are seeing before our eyes everything that I was told just a few days ago. Well, for the listening audience, just in case there are some new listeners there, which I know there are a lot, let me try to fill you in so that you'll know what I'm talking about. By the providence of God, many years ago, I had the privilege of being the chaplain to the elite of the world for 3 years' time. And for the past 35 years, I have kept in touch with some of these people. And over the years, they have told me, they would say this is going to happen, that would happen. And really, that's all I've done for the past 35 years is just voice to the world everything that the elite told me.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Lindsay Williams.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
With so many choices on silver products, it's important to find only the most safe and effective brand for you and your family. Silver 100 is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD's choice for the most advanced and powerful silver technology, light years ahead of all nanoparticle, colloidal, and all other silver formulas. As a stabilized 100% form of the only lethal to pathogen silver ions, delivered across the gut and tissues to the target pathogens. Clearance and elimination of all harmful viruses, bacteria, fungi, and most parasites. Protects from daily illness and chronic diseases and the big viral plagues and bioweapons. Get yours today, exclusively researched by Dr. Bill. And check out the facts on the Nutramedical Show, 2 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, Mondays to Fridays on GCN. Order at www.nutramedical.com or call toll-free 888-212-8871. There is no better place to get the best wellness technologies in America and worldwide.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Lindsay was just saying that gasoline used by the Marine Corps in Afghanistan, now what was the point about the gasoline, Lindsay?
Well, the Marines that use gasoline in Afghanistan, they said, this is so startling, they said a gallon of gasoline cost $400 a gallon. I mean, you're talking about waste, graft, and here's the other part. That they said $320 million a day, not a month, not a week. $320 million a day is spent on gasoline by the Marines only in Afghanistan at $400 a gallon. We literally are beginning to see America unravel.
Well, of course, in many places, actually, they have to. The people who are bringing in have to pay the Taliban not to attack their camp, their caravans, and so they pay off the Taliban, who then do not attack the caravans, and they get the gasoline through, but it's very expensive financing your enemies. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it sure is expensive financing your enemy. You're exactly right. So I think back on the expressions that this gentleman used just a few days ago, and I am so glad, Dr. Stan, that after I talked with that gentleman, that I immediately said I am not going on a single radio talk show until I go in studio and record every one of these things he said. So let me give you some of those statements today, because if you will note them and then watch day after day after day the conservative news media and what they say, you're going to pick up every one of these things happening in perfect order. Now, one of the first things he said was to me, now keep in mind, this man is over 85 years of age. He was very ill last winter. He is one of them. And once you become a part of that elite group, you never get away from it. They know everything that's happening. They plan everything in advance. Nothing happens by chance. There positively is a group of people on the face of this earth that control the world. And I have had the privilege of talking with some of these people, more than one, from time to time. I have their phone numbers. And this gentleman said to me the following things that I'm going to give to you, which I hope you'll write down and put beside your calendar and watch them happen. He said, number one, within 2 years, you will not recognize America. He kept using the expression 2 years because their timeline, they have a timeline. And another thing that he said about their timeline, he said, after 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything. Now, if we keep on spending $320 million a day on gasoline for the Marines only in Afghanistan, I'm not quite so sure we have any business being there in the first place, but here we've got $400 a gallon. It's not going to take America too long before everybody back here in the States who's paying taxes will be so poor they won't be able to do anything. Basically, what he was saying was, you who think that you can stop the elite, and you think you can do something about our plan. Now, keep in mind who this man was who was saying all these things. You know, when you're that age and you just almost faced death not too long ago, and you know the graveyard's just around the corner, because from time to time everybody passes one of those, and they know that nobody's ever gotten by without going there yet, in our lifetime anyway. And this man, I'm quite sure, was thinking about all of this. And it's almost as if he was saying, I'd like to tell you these things while I can. And he did not tell me not to pass them on. In fact, it's so encouraging, Dr. Stan. This gentleman said to me also, he said, now please feel free to call me anytime you wish. Well,
Could I just comment, Lindsay? I just went up on the Internet. On my search engine, I typed in gasoline in Afghanistan, $400 per gallon. A lead article says gas in Afghanistan costs $400 per gallon. Second article, $400 per gallon gasoline to drive debate over the cost of the war. Third article, U.S. pays $400 per gallon for gas in Afghanistan. Ladies and gentlemen, go up on your webpage and check it out. Could that really be true? Of course it's true. I mean, we are intentionally spending ourselves into destruction. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to learn that they intend to destroy this nation and impoverish our people. But check it out. I just did. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Well, the elite want this to happen. And Dr. Stan, thank you so much for your going to your computer, because this was the House Oversight Committee. And you know what they said? They said, we will look into it. You think they'll ever do anything about it? No, because the elite have bought Washington. Hook, line, and sinker, every congressman up there almost is bought, and the president positively is bought and paid for. And they're not going to do a thing in the world about it. They want these things to happen. They are bringing them to pass. Every bit of this is according to a design plan of these people. And if you will watch day by day things that are taking place, you will see the rest of the items that this man told me happening exactly like he said. So let me go into the others. Next thing is, the elite have altered their timeline. Now, this is very important. You'll remember that back about a year and a half, 2 years ago, when Dr. Stan allowed me the privilege of coming on his program, and he was so bold as to allow me to tell what this elite person had said, that the price of crude oil was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. It was an impossibility. I mean, people laughed at me at first when I said it, but there were a few people like Dr. Stan who knew that these elite, for the past 35 years, every time they told me something, it had happened that way. So it did. 3 to 4 months later, it happened exactly like we had the privilege of telling it to you on the radio. Now, you can be assured that these things are going to happen exactly as those things happened. But he said to me back then, he said, you're going to have hyperinflation within a year to a year and a half. Well, that's right now. But we don't have it yet. So I asked him about this, and I said, we don't have that hyperinflation yet that you told me about a year and a half ago. And he let me know that they had altered their timeline. He said, you will. He said, it's going to happen gradually. He said, it'll take place over a period of 2 years. Isn't it amazing? 2 years, 2 years. Time after time, he used the expression 2 years. You're going to see a gradual inflationary spiral. They don't want you to jump out of the saddle. They want you to be like the frog boiling in the pot. They want to turn up the heat gradually. And over a two-year period, you will have hyperinflation to the point that, here it is, is one of his next statements down the line. He said, by 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, I hope you heard that word, dead. It didn't say it wouldn't exist. It just is dead and already sent off to the undertaker.
Well, I think it's so important people to understand that you go to the GAO website that David Walker used to talk about that when he was there, but the real debt, if you take into account Medicare and Social Security and all the federal pensions, is somewhere $55 to $65 trillion. There is no way it can be paid off. So what does a legitimate government do that's made the commitments? Why you destroy the value of the currency and you pay the debt in worthless dollars, you honor your commitment. It's been used over and over again. And I'm sure this is what they intend to do. That way they can pay off the debts and you'll get your Social Security check. But of course it may not buy you a cup of coffee. Or you may have to put a little something with it to get your cup of coffee. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, your audience is going to be calling you a prophet also, because everything you have said over the years, you were one of the first ones to come out and actually call the elite what they are and call a spade a spade. And as a result, you have tried to tell people and warn people for years and years that this was going to take place. We have, they admit to, a $9 trillion national debt. Not a billion or a million, $9 trillion. Now, let me just look at what $1 trillion is, and you see that what this man had to say in 2 years, you'll not recognize America. What is $1 trillion? If someone spends $1 per second, it would take 41,000 years to account to a trillion. But yet, our government spends $40 billion a day. So we have a $9 trillion national debt. This equates to $1,500 for every man, woman, and child in the world.
Now, I think it's important that how do you get from where they say we are, which is $11 trillion or almost going on whatever the half trillion to 9 trillion. Well, part of that is because the debt on Social Security, and so that's where you actually owe it to yourself. So there's two national debts. There's one, the bookkeeping, which is 9 trillion, which of course is the real debt, and then the 11.5 trillion, which is includes the debt on Social Security and Medicare. The money, of course, we've stolen from them. Go right ahead.
You're so true, and of course, Dr. Stan, at your age and my age, which we're not too far apart, we look at what they've stolen from us, literally have robbed us. We have been betrayed by Washington, D.C., so they try to make that debt sound as low as they possibly can. But even at $9 trillion, this would build 28 Eiffel Towers constructed out of gold. I mean, the average person, it's difficult to even imagine a 9 or a 12 or a $15 trillion debt, but that's what this gentleman was talking about. He was saying the American dollar cannot possibly survive because, and he went on to tell how this was going to happen. He said, you know, someone must pay the interest on that debt. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, the way this happens is that the Treasury of the United States of America issues T-bills and securities and sells them on a regular basis every so many days. And he said foreign countries and rich people come in and buy these T-bills because they've always been the reserve currency of the world. But he said they aren't doing this anymore. He said they aren't showing up to the auctions. And this is what surprised me so much, Dr. Stan.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. We'll be back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay was simply saying that he had been told that they're going to produce inflation, and inflation will be rampant 2 years from now, but it'll be slow in coming on. And then they're going to destroy the value of our currency. And, of course, this is going to be happening all throughout the world. The whole world monetary system is going to begin to crumble, so there really will be no safe haven other than gold and silver. And he apparently had mentioned that, but I'll let Lindsay tell you the story. But then this gentleman had used the term the devil's messiah, not talking about the Antichrist, but what was he referring to when he referred to the devil's messiah?
He was referring to a system that they have used, and oh, this is so startling. I still sit here shaken whenever I give it. He was using a system that they have used in order to take away America's guard. Did you hear that? Everybody out in the listening audience, did you catch that? He was talking about a system that has been used because they knew that they had to remove America's God in order to destroy them, or to bring them where they want them, not necessarily to destroy them, but to the name of the game is control. And the only way that they could bring about a control factor was to take away America's God.
That's the old adage, those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants, and the tyrants had to destroy our belief in God, and that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. But our parents continued sending their children there to have their faith in God destroyed because it was just too inconvenient to actually homeschool and rather have the wife out there working, bringing in more money so you could live, just like the people down the street. And yet, of course, we've sacrificed the souls of so many of our children. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Way back in the early years of America, there was a very famous French writer, Alexis de Tocqueville, and he had heard about everything that was going on in America, how it was becoming so great. And I must read you the one paragraph that he wrote. After coming to America and looking over, he said, "I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her commodious harbors and her ample rivers, and it was not there. In her fertile fields and boundless prairies, and it was not there. In her rich mines and her vast world of commerce, and it was not there. Not until I went to the churches of America and heard her pulpits aflame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because she is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." Oh, my goodness, I thought about that when that man said this. Then we went on into the subject of the churches. Folks, the elite have perverted the churches. The pastors have on handcuffs. It's impossible for them to stand and preach an electoral sermon anymore and to call a spade and talk about a candidate. They can't talk about the president. They have 501c3 organizational status, and if they say anything about those things, the pastor could be called on the carpet, he could be arrested, he could be put in jail. They literally have bound the churches of America so that they can't do what Alexis de Tocqueville talked about. They can't be aflame with righteousness anymore. Every bit of this they have done by their design, their devil's messiah, their plans, and now they have perverted our schools. They've put in evolution so that children are taught that they are animals, evolutionized from animals, and they act like them with drugs and sex and all the crazy things of this world. They've taken our republic. Oh, please, read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. They have taken away our republic and given us a democracy. And Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says that Congress shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. They have taken away we the people and given us we the sheeple. And now the new world order. So, he said 2 years. 2 years. That's correct. Let me read you the statements once again, then I'll give you some more of his statements. Within 2 years, you will not recognize America. After 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything.
And, of course, we see, sir, right now, they're trying to convince you. They control the media. They're trying to convince you things are getting better. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have a jobless recovery. You can't have recovery when far more people are losing their jobs every month than are getting jobs, and there just aren't the jobs out there. I mean, if somebody has a job, there'd be, 10,000 people applying for it. I mean, this is not imaginary. This is real. It's going on in America today. They just don't want you to know what's really going on.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard to find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
During World War II, millions suddenly found their lives in peril. One of those, 11-year-old Harold Gordon, as recounted in his book, The Last Sunrise, faced Auschwitz's horrors. This is Elizabeth Porter from GCN's The Divided Kingdom, heard at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on WWCR, 5.070 MHz, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central, Friday, 7 p.m. Central. Once, Harold Gordon's life was spared by bartering gold. Lou Blanchard and I bought gold and silver from Midas Resources years before we became GCN radio hosts. We liked the fact that unlike some radio offers that hold the gold for you, Ted Anderson's Midas Resources sends it right to your front door. Lou and I hope you'll protect your family with even a few gold coins. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Lindsay Williams, and before we go on with this incredible story about what he has been told about what is going to happen to America, and as the story unfolds, I see nothing surprising about it. I do know who this gentleman is that Lindsay's talking about. I have checked him out. I've checked Lindsay's story every which way, and I've talked to the people who worked on the Alaska pipeline with him, and I believe he's telling us the truth. Now, before we go on, Lindsay, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get those three DVDs that you prepared and are available now. Cover what you were told by a member of the elite about what lies in store for this country.
After this gentleman told me all of these things, and I have not even covered a fraction of it, but after he told me all of this, I said, the first thing I've got to do is record it. I immediately picked up the telephone, called a studio in Kansas City that I know and professional. I mean, this was multi-camera. We did this professionally. We've never done anything like this before. I said, this is so important. I must have this on record before I go on a single radio talk show. I did three separate DVDs, 1 hour each, and one is 1 hour and 30 minutes long. We have six new DVDs. I made a remark this morning on the show. I said, anytime you call my new toll-free number, you listen to an American operator. That's right. You won't hear any foreign voices whatsoever. I beg of you, will you please get my new six DVD set? Copy them. That's correct. They are not copywritten. I beg of you to copy them and get them to every friend you have. Now, there are seven toll-free operators standing by right now. I know. I called them a few minutes ago. I said, I'm going to be on Dr. Stan's show. I want you on the air this afternoon. I want you on the telephone this afternoon. Here's the number. My new toll-free number, 888-799-6111. Six new DVDs. I beg of you, copy them, give them to everybody you can. Now, some people don't like to talk to an operator. They'd rather go on the web and get it. Then you can go to Prophecy Club, www.prophecyclub.com. That's PROPHECYCLUB.com. And you can find descriptions of all of the DVDs that we have prepared, six new DVDs, again, the new toll-free number, 888-799-6111, and you will hear an American operator that you can understand. So will you please copy them and give them to everyone you can? You'll hear everything that this man told me in depth, explanations, 3.5 hours of what he said to me explained in detail, 888-799-6111, and please copy them. And Dr. Stan, thank you for letting me express to your audience today all of these things, and there's so many more, so you just tell us which way you'd like to go.
Well, I want you just to tell our listeners, you've said that there's going to be hyperinflation, that they're going to gradually grind down our economy. They don't want to do anything to alarm the sheeple. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, he said that, as I recall you telling me, that he said that the only thing that people could do, at least to try to maintain a little of their wealth, certainly was to actually invest in gold and silver. What did he tell you about? What did he tell you about the price of oil?
Well, I did ask him about gold and silver and where oil prices are going. So let me encourage you with this. Because 1.5, 2 years ago when I talked with this gentleman, I did not ask him about the price of gold and silver. So this time, so many people had asked me to ask him, I did. He said, gold and silver are all you can rely on. I hope you caught that, because I went on to ask him some questions at that point. And the elite do not depend on paper. Oh, they're laughing at paper. They think Federal Reserve notes are a joke. They wouldn't hold paper for anything in the world. The elite hold gold and silver, and they don't hold it in paper certificates either. Paper is worth what it's written on. And unless you have that gold and silver in your hands, you really don't possess it. Somebody else does. And whoever holds gold owns it, and whoever holds silver owns it. Gold and silver are their currency. You caught that, I'm sure. I did when he said it. Gold and silver are their currency, not paper and Federal Reserve notes. Then he went on to say what's going to happen to crude oil prices. And let me encourage you here also. You're not going to see crude oil go back to $4 a gallon for gas pump, $147 a barrel anytime soon. Now, you'll see spikes up and spikes down as it went to about $80 and it came back down a little bit. They want it to stay at a position where they can keep under control OPEC, the Arab oil-producing countries, and they have at their disposal two major oil fields that if oil prices ever start going up too drastically, they will merely bring on these oil fields and force the price back down again. So far, they haven't done that, but they could if they wanted to. It's an option. So enjoy the price of gasoline while you've got it. Then he told me when it is going up. And I'll have to give you this point, even though I wish I didn't. I'd like to not have to say this. War is planned. That's right. He actually said it. He said war is planned after approximately 2 years. He even told me where it's going to break out and how it's going to spread. And at that point, watch out. At the point that war breaks out, which they already have it in mind as to what they want and how they want it, and when it breaks out, you are going to see the price of gasoline at the gas pump go to $8 to $10 a gallon almost overnight. Now, remember something that he told me 2 years ago, and I remembered this. And I said it on Dr. Stan's program a long time ago. You'll remember that about 2 years ago, every one of us were thinking we want to have war with Iran. Oh, my goodness. I was even predicting it. I was saying, watch out. We've got all of our warships, airplanes, everything over there in the Persian Gulf, right ready for something to take place. And about a year and a half to 2 years ago, when this man told me the price of crude oil, what was going to happen, he said, we don't want war with Iran. And I had to back up because I'd been saying we possibly would have it. I went on a number of shows all across America. And even Dr. Stan, I was on your show, and I said, not going to have war with Iran. Some people thought, oh, my goodness, you crazy guy. Why would you dare predict that? But the reason I said it was because he said it. And it didn't happen. We have gone by now for a year and a half. Our ships are still over there. Air Force is still ready. We haven't had war with Iran. Why? They haven't wanted it. He didn't want a war with Iran yet. He told me this a year and a half ago. Now, he says, we are going to have war in the Middle East. And he says it will take place approximately a little over 2 years from now. And when it does, the price of crude oil and gasoline are going to literally spike to a point that you will be paying $8 to $10 a gallon. And he said that war more than likely will break out in relation to Iran because he said Iran's enemy is Israel and Israel's enemy is Iran. And then he went on to say that this war will spread through the entire world fairly rapidly and everybody will be involved. How America's going to be involved, he did not say, and I did not ask. But you mark it down on your calendar now. I know you might have to keep that calendar up there for 2 years, but you're going to see some things escalate that will surprise you. And when you get close to that point, you'll see these things beginning to take place. So keep in mind that there's two bright points to this. Inflation will escalate gradually over a two-year period. You, who the federal government said you're not going to get an increase in your Social Security this year, this is to your benefit. At least inflation is going to go up gradually. It hasn't stopped going up. That government telling us that inflation hasn't gone up in the last few months, so you're not going to get an increase in Social Security next year. What a joke. Just look at any price at the grocery store, the hardware store, and you know inflation's going up. But it's not going up as fast as it possibly would have. But over the next 2 years, it will hit a peak approximately 2 years from now, to the point that, as he said, the dollar will be dead. crude oil prices will go up gradually, and you may see a little spike up, a little spike down. Then he said a few other things that likewise I think I need to give you. He said within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. I asked him to clarify this. I was startled. And in my DVD, I go into depth on this. I mean, I go into detail. I'll just give it to you very briefly right here. General Motors went bankrupt. When they did, the federal government stepped in and bailed them out. Who is the CEO of General Motors today? Folks, everybody who works for General Motors right now works for the government of the United States of America. I couldn't put these points together until he said what he did. He said, within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. And after we finished our conversation, I said, oh, my goodness, I never thought about it. But everybody right now that works for General Motors works for the government of the United States of America, Chrysler Corporation. The government bailed them out. They went bankrupt. Every person who works for Chrysler Corporation will be working for the government of the United States of America. It is right now. And then, on last week, the end of last week, Mr. Obama came around and said, every company who has been bailed out by the federal government, we are demanding that they cut the salary of their top executives by 90%. Oh, my goodness. When I heard that, I said, this is exactly what this man was talking about. If our president, who is the CEO of Chrysler and General Motors, has the ability to be able to cut every top executive's pay by 90%, folks, do you realize that he can do that to your paycheck also? John Q. Public out there, man who works from 9 to 5, if he can control them, he can control you too when they get enough control. Then he went into the banks. 104 banks have closed since January the 1st of this year. 104. I mean, this hasn't happened since the Great Depression. Now, you are going to see a few banks close every weekend. You'll see 8 to 10 of them. One weekend, they'll take them in the Northwest. Another weekend in the Southeast. And they don't want you to get alarmed. They want you to stay calm, enjoy your apple pie and baseball and beer, and keep you pacified with a job just over broke. And then you won't get too upset, but they want to narrow it down to 9 major banks. Are you hearing me out there, folks? 9 major banks, all of them under the control of the federal government because they have put so many funds into them that they control them. Every person within two years from now working for a bank will be working for the federal government.
And did he say that they were going to do away with most of the banks and certainly close most of them down?
Yes, they want to get down to 9 major banks. They want to get rid of all the little mom and pops, all of the others, the little ones out there, and narrow it down so that they have total control. They want to have, so I understood, they want to have 9 major banks, and all the others will be gobbled up by these, a few at a time, 8, 10, 12 banking groups every weekend. Watch it. They closed down 4 last weekend. And nearly every weekend you'll see 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 banks close down, or banking organizations, or a section of the country, this section of banks. And they're going to narrow it down to the point. And then I could see so clearly what he was saying. Within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. Then they can control everything. The name of the game is control. Then I saw health care. Oh, my goodness. Doctors, dentists, nurses, everyone working for a hospital. Oh, this is so alarming. Do you realize that every one of them will be on the government payroll when the new health bill goes through? Every doctor and every nurse and every hospital will be a part of working for the federal government. And this is what this man told me just a few days ago. He said within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. Folks, try every way you can to be out of debt. Any little business you may have, keep it clean and clear. Don't borrow any money from the government. Any government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take away everything you have. Dr. Stan, you and I, I'm sure, are going to stay out of all of those giveaway programs. There, I went to a grocery store the other day, and standing out front was a man that says, "Oh, come over here." He said, "I'd like to give you something free." I walked over to him, and I said, "Sir, there is nothing free on the face of this earth. Somebody has to pay for everything you're giving away." So I said, "Thank you, but I don't want your product." There is nothing free. There's no such thing as a free line. Somebody has to pay for it down the line somewhere. The elite have it planned that we will literally be under their control. They control the government. They control the congressman. They control the president. They have it so that they basically we will be under their control, and their timeline is what is so startling to me, because they know where they're going. Now, I know 2012 is the Mayan calendar, and I don't pay too much attention to that. But on the other hand, there are some things there that are rather interesting in that they would relate to this as the elite. And it boils down to this. We must take action immediately. Anything you're going to do, anything that's going to be accomplished in not allowing the elite to do what they want to do, we must do it immediately, or we will relegate our children and our grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren forever to be slaves to the elite.
And, you know, I think it's really so interesting. I agree with you that, Sydney, with what you were told, that we're headed towards a world war. And what happens when you have a world war? A massive expansion of the power of the government. And you have certainly no dissent allowed. Everything is regulated and regimented. After all, you speak against what's going on, you could be an enemy agent, an Iranian agent, or an agent of the terrorists, or whatever they say. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that when war comes, the whole nation changes. And believe me, I've seen this war being planned for a long time. I think it's certainly not only the signs of the time that tell us, but certainly biblical prophecy tells us that a great war is coming. You know, 75 years ago, all the nations that are described in Ezekiel 38 and 39 weren't there, but they're there today. 75 years ago, Israel wasn't there, but it's there today, just as was prophesied 2,000 years ago. So you really can't understand much of what's going on today without looking at it through the lens of the present prophecy. Well, our guest has been Lindsay Williams, a fascinating story. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net.
diginet.net or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Talk to Zoom. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I wish we could go on with Lindsay, but we're out of time. But I think that everything he says, that he was told, certainly I believe it is, everything would point to the fact that it is accurate. We're going to just have to wait and see how things unfold. And I will tell you that I do not like President Obama. I mean, I do not like what he is doing. But I also know that Lindsay was told some things he will not come on the air and say. So I would simply ask you to pray for President Obama, for his health, and hopefully, of course, that he will come to see the error of his way and come to be a Christian. But pray for his provision and his protection. Because if anything should happen to President Obama, it could have a dramatic and drastic and terrifying effect on this nation. Remember what I say. And then please, of course, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection as well. Certainly, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, why, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you will want to get a case of my books. Ordinarily, the book sells for $12.95. You can get them for $2.50 each. If you get 60 of them, and of course it'll cost you $149.95 plus shipping, you will not be billed until such time as the subscription is filled. But we got another new order in today. Somebody ordered another case of the books. And we're getting the orders as soon as we have 50 orders. Why? We will start printing the book, and the offer will not be available again for a good long period of time. We hope many of you out there will, of course, want to get out the DVD of the Brotherhood of Darkness, because it explains to you the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. We hope you'll understand that the swine flu epidemic is a fraud. The CDC has stopped monitoring the disease. Absolutely. I've been to their webpage. They stopped monitoring the disease at the end of August. And when the President Obama announced that national H1N1, emergency on Saturday, it was simply to frighten you, to get you scared. It gets you fearful. It's all playing on your emotions. Learn to think independently. Do not allow them to manipulate you. The epidemic is not the danger. It is the vaccine that is the danger. But what's so encouraging is a majority of parents are not going to take it, Anna, the vaccine, because it contains a toxic dose of mercury, especially if they have a small child and they follow the government's direction to take four influenza shots, two H1N1 and two seasonal influenza shots within a period of 21 days, a toxic dose of mercury. And they know it's toxic. How do we know they know? Why, we have the Simpsonwood Report. It's available from Radio Liberty. And, of course, here's a secret CDC meeting. They try to keep it secret. They marked it top secret, confidential. Nobody could find out what was in it. It was held in the year 2000. Well, Fortunately, a congressman got it released. We have it. We have the congressional report. In the summary of that, and you need to get this information. You need to help us get this information out across America. So, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, you need to get our four CD set on this.